on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A child protection group has called for bail to be denied in the case against a Gauteng couple accused of distributing child pornography. Darren Wilkin and his girlfriend Tiona Mudley will return to a Randburg court today to apply for bail. Their arrest follows the discovery of more than 10 million illicit videos and images of children in Wilkin's Midrand home over a week ago. The bust comes after investigations by international teams. Miranda Jordan, who's with Women and Men Against Child Abuse, feels the case should be escalated to the High Court.
Given the nature of these crimes, granting either access to the internet or electronic devices poses a severe risk of evidence tampering and further distribution of child sex abuse material.
Businesses on the KZN South Coast have voiced their frustration over the ongoing municipal work stoppage in Port Shepstone. A wage deadlock at Rain Konyeni Municipality saw some workers downing tools last year. Those belonging to unions Imatu and Samu raised concerns about a job grading process that dates back to 2016. Earlier this month, Kokte MEC Tulisiswa Buthelezi gave management 3 weeks to resolve the issue. Vijay Naidu, who's with the business forum there, says reports over the weekend suggested that both parties had reached an agreement. But he says workers are apparently continuing to strike in solidarity with 5 suspended employees.
The municipality has been put on terms that a lot of businesses are planning either as a, whether it's going to be a joint class action from businesses in Port Shepstone that were affected or whether it's going to be on the basis of individual businesses. But there's a clear understanding that businesses are going to look to the municipality for compensation once the situation has normalized.
The strike caused disruptions to services, including refuse collection and power outages, which severely affected businesses and residents. IFP leader Velinkosini Hlabisa says the Expropriation Act fails to address the injustices of South Africa's past.
As the IFP, we have consistently maintained our principal opposition to the current version of the Expropriation Bill, which is an act now.
Hlabisa was speaking at the party's 50th celebration launch in Durban yesterday. He says the IFP is also concerned about the impact on the Ingonyama Trust. Hlabisa says President Cyril Ramaphosa failed to consult with GNU member parties before signing the bill into law.
For the GNU to succeed, consultation and consensus are going to be key on critical matters so that we find a common ground to take our country forward.
And Britain has banned the trade of ivory from hippos, narwhals, orcas and sperm whales. Previously, only elephants were on the list, but the government says the move will help with conservation efforts. People breaking the rules by importing or trading ivory, which is found in teeth and tusks, could face an unlimited fine or up to 5 years in jail. A recap of our lead story, a child protection group has called for bail to be denied in the case against a Gauteng couple accused of distributing child pornography. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.